From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will. How are you?
Hi, Leanne. Great. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I've been moving this past week, so I'm a little... got a lot of heavy lifting. That's done. Yeah. That's why I work in radio, because there is no heavy lifting. You heard from someone because of a puzzle challenge you put on the air. You sent me a copy of an email. Tell everybody about this.
You know, 2 weeks ago, there was the puzzle where I asked to name a six-letter cartoonist, and the answer was Bill Keane, who draws the Family Circus. Evidently, he listens to the program, because that day he sent me a note and drew a Family Circus cartoon for me that involves me and NPR, and he pretended that the only answer he could come up with was Jim Davis, who draws Garfield. It was pretty funny.
He couldn't come up with his own name. That's great. What a great story. Oh, get that framed.
I will.
All right. We had a challenge that everyone was working on last week. Would you repeat it, please?
Yes, I said take the word welfare, reverse the syllables phonetically, and you get farewell. And I asked you to name an article of apparel in two words. I said reverse the haves phonetically, and you'll name a popular and much publicized activity since the 1990s. What is it?
This is a very elegant answer. What is it?
The article of apparel is a bow tie, and you reverse that, you get tie bow.
Fabulous. I love the way that that works. And you look at it, and it's all those different vowels.
Yeah.
I can understand why you like word puzzles. Just under 700 listeners, however, came up with the answer, and our winner, who was randomly picked from the correct answers, is Julie Zellman, and she joins us from Bennington, Vermont. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great.
Yo-ho, whoa, yes you are. What are you doing in Bennington, Vermont?
Well, I'm the librarian for the public library in the village of North Bennington.
Good for you. Have you been playing puzzle a long time?
Is it possible that I played before Will was on the show?
Wow, you've been waiting a long time.
Oh, I've been having fun a long time.
Oh, good. Well, you're going to have fun today, right?
Hope so.
Oh, I hope so, too. I know we will. We will. Will, meet Julie after all these years. Let's play.
All right, Julie. Every answer today is a familiar two-word phrase with the initials L-I, as in Long Island. For example, if I said foot soldiers with minimal equipment, you would say light infantry.
Hmm.
All right, number one is section of a city with lots of trattorias.
Something Italiano?
Mm-hmm. Well, Italy. What kind of Italy? Section of a city? Would appear in New York as well as other... Little Italy is right. Tough thing to say. Number two is something you buy for the security of a spouse or family.
Life insurance.
Good. Hmm. Part of the digestive tract.
Large intestine.
Good. Would also have accepted lower intestine. Shackles.
Leg irons.
Leg irons is right. Frozen treat that's yellow.
Lemon ice.
Good. Common means of administering the death penalty.
Common means of administering the death penalty.
A modern way.
Oh, lethal injection.
Lethal injection is right. Kind of veto. Like a president would have, or exercise.
Line item.
Line item is right. Earning less than $15,000 a year, say.
Librarian. Oh, sorry.
Librarian's income.
Low income.
Income is right. I like your answer, too.
Me, too. Librarian's income, absolutely.
Having a blood alcohol level of more than 0.08%.
Legally intoxicated.
Good. Former head of Chrysler.
Lee Iacocca.
Good. One who teaches students how to conjugate amara.
Latin instructor.
Good. Film character who's the object of the lead character's romantic feelings.
Love interest.
Good. And your last one, event of March 4, 1861 in Washington, D.C.
Lincoln assassination.
No, you need an
inauguration.
Inauguration. Good job.
Oh, Julie. You were great.
Oh, it was fun.
Worth a lot more than a librarian's income.
Oh.
You spend a lot of time with words, though, too, right?
I love this job.
I bet. I bet you do. Yeah, you were You were fabulous. We're going to send you some things to play with. We're going to send you a weekend edition lapel pin. You can play with it if you want, but I'd recommend wearing it. The all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Phew. Julie, what public radio station do you listen to?
Well, I'm lucky enough to get two. I get WBTN, Vermont Public Radio, out of Bennington, and WAMC, the mighty Albany, New York station.
You bet. North Country up there in New York. Yes, well, Julie Zelman in Bennington, Vermont. What a pleasure to play the puzzle with you today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what challenge do you have for everyone to work on this week?
Well, think of a familiar two-word phrase in which each word starts with the letters L-I, and one of the two words has another pair of letters, L-I, consecutively somewhere inside it. What phrase is this? So again, a familiar two-word phrase in which each word starts with L-I, and one of the two words has another L-I pair somewhere inside it. What phrase is this?
What fun. When you have the answer, email us. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website. That address is npr.org. Will, great. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Leanne.